Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I'm Bill Lutie. All cities have areas the locals love for their food and drink offerings. In this series, we get to know these places. This week, we head to Taipei, the mecca for street food and night markets in Asia. Our Hong Kong bureau's Kurt Lin spent an afternoon with Chen Jiaoman, a Taipei-based food stylist, for a tour around two districts, Da'an and Songshan.
This place is run by a couple. They just opened not long ago, but as you can see, the interior is quite not like traditional, but in a way of represent the old-time family style. Because I think this owner, they used to work in art and culture industrial before. So once they start their own business, they are trying to search the root, which is like a family dinner time. So to gathering people together. That's why they also, like the smell, the feelings of the interior all bring you back to the memory of like a family time. And also their name is called Shi Yu. In our language, it's the same sound of appetite. So it's like all scenario is going to create the appetite based on the memory we all have. The beef noodle is quite a significant dish in Taiwan. This place, I think, which is special because it's not a usual place, but it doesn't give too much, let's say, hipster style to it. It still do a thing in a really solid way. So they use really good ingredients. They want to bring back the simple good food concept to the society that we can hang out. They even have like cocktails, like wines. So they try to mix a little bit from the old times and the modern times of the hobby of eating.
And our table is full of dishes. What kind of beef noodle is it?
So this one's actually what, according to the owners, it's the name is in the name of her mother's, because her mother always make her like a really good noodle, beef noodle. So it's under her mother's name. And this one is like a spice which they kind of invent themselves, but using, of course, the common spices we know, but in a really good touch of not over-flavored, because we know that a lot of artificial food are too much flavor that you don't even recognize the original flavor. So they try to give a balance to it, and I really like the balance of spices, but as well, like you can still taste the really good beef from Australia and the noodle from, is a craft noodle from Tainan. So they really value the food itself as like a blend of good food. So yeah, that's what's on our table.
So if I have to pick a dish for Taiwan, it's kind of like a nationalistic dish, kind of like a sushi or ramen to Japan and some, you know, baguette to France. I think one of the first rules of eating this noodle is to slurp it through while it's still really hot. So
yeah,
I think it's time to slurp it through now. So what are the tea we are having today?
Well, we choose the black tea, one black tea and one oolong. Taiwan has the hobby of drinking tea, like the older generation and younger generation, but we drink it in a really different way. The reason we're coming here today, because I think they do a really connection between these two, and connecting the old way of like the people, how our, let's say, last generation who do the tea, but using the same language like a younger generation can understand. As we can see on the menu, they give the numbers, so you don't have to, if you really don't know what's going on with the tea, that you can still select it simply. So what's the idea of drinking tea here? Everybody has their own idea, but it should be communicated to younger generation, which we drink tea as well, but we more like we like to drink shake teas, like a bubble tea. But at the same time, those tea based on tea culture. So to make a bridge between these two, I think this shop that give you a really good example, no matter the interior, because we are now outside, it's raining, and you can hear the rain. And I think it's very different from, let's say, younger hobby of drinking tea. We always go to a place, have a noisy music and a strong color, too much flavored. But here you can come back to the root and be really calm and drink about the actual tea which grow in the place we live. So I think it's good as a food experience from, let's say, my friend coming to Taipei. That's definitely the place I want to show them.
Do you see tea could be the next coffee?
I definitely hope so. I definitely hope so that we're actually working on it as well. Like when I talk to my clients, I also always try to persuade them to make such a thing like this. I'm really happy to see there's a brand already moving forward, and there will be more and more coming after. And even for now, people speaking their own language. At the end, it will come to the same because our base is the same. So coffee culture, yeah, if you ask everyone, everyone has his own opinion, his own preference of which is the best coffee shop. So I do see in future, let's say 5 years, probably tea will be the next trend, not just bubble tea, those kind of adding a lot of milk powder, which is too artificial. It's not necessarily bad. We should try to find a way to connect both generations, and I do think that will be possibly the next big thing in Taiwan.
All right, we're at Mao Sha Chu or Melphilis, and why do you like this so much, Xiaoman?
For me, it's like a city living room. Let's say sometimes we casually ask people come by our houses to have like a drink, a comfort food, people chatting. But this place already provide you all that with the good music, good food, like comforting food. We use local ingredients and outstanding skill of cooking and perfect cocktails, like invented by the boss himself and make it by himself. It's like,
and the boss is now right standing next to us making a shake.
Girly, so
is that a
girly
drink? what is this girly drink?
And
is
summer that tea girly drink, that's what he called it. Well, every time I come here, just give me extra alcohol. It also, like, it will shake in front of you, taking the ideas from the shaking tea, but with the cocktail version, like, it will make fun of the modern culture or the twist, the classic, or even we will see later coming after, it's a sausage put in a cocktail, which you will say, what is that, like, the man insane? Like, the way here give you the ideas of how people live here in a modern way, it's not decent, it's not snobby, it's just comforting for me.
What are their specialties and what kind of dishes that people should go for?
Well, like I said, I feel like our generation is more like a mixture generation, so the way they're cooking is more like Western styles, more dishes that you can share. At the same time, they're using the local ingredients like bamboos, our way of fried eggs, but they use truffle as well. So you will see that how they make sure everything, the ingredients, the way of cooking, the language, like the food speaks, that it's like a mix of, like when we talk, we will mix Taiwanese language, Mandarin language sometimes, even
a bit of Cantonese.
A little bit of Cantonese and a little bit of English. Like it's like a mixture, and I think this place presents really well about this idea by the food. So personally, I would definitely order the truffle egg with the bread, the fried bread, and as well, there's a seafood broil with almost seafood more than a broil, and they will give you a bowl of rice that you can mix after. That's also our habit traditionally. They will put the rice in the broil to mix it a little bit, become a rice, let's say rice soup, like zhou. So it's like a seafood zhou, but it is separately. So you will have the idea of like a Western way of like eating separately by the dish by dish. But at the same time, on the table, it's like a mixture of like an Eastern style of like you share everything. So also they give you the forks, knives and the chopstick at the same time on the table. So you will just use whatever you want. It's just exactly like the way you think about what it should be to be a society, a corner in a city to gathering people, just talking. Like people just get drunk here and enjoy the moment they provide. You don't really see that as a Taiwanese place to be, but it's definitely how we live as a modern time. Yeah. So as we can see right now, this is a sausage cocktail. Jeez.
And the boss is bringing us the sausage cocktail.
What's the base?
Rum.
Rum.
Rum and some chocolate liqueur, mango puree, sour and sweet shake.
How did you come up with the idea of putting a sausage in the cocktail?
We just use the old school tricky style, make some humor.
Yeah, because we do have like a street food, like a sausage, so it's bring the ideas together with Western instant culture. I really like the way of his humor, a little bit ironic, but still it make a good quality of food.
Thank you very much for today.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the drinks.
That was Monocle's Kurt Lin reporting from Taipei with the food stylist Chen Xiaoman. This has been episode 50 of Food Neighbourhoods. For more food and drink stories, tune into The Menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I'm Bill Lutie. Thank you for listening.